Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Woo-hoo! Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Friday, May 13th. Thank you guys for joining us as we get ready for the weekend. You got big plans this weekend?
What are we doing this weekend? Doing a little dinner tomorrow night. Going to be out at the barn with Laura and the horses this weekend. Yeah, kind of a typical weekend for us. Nothing out of the ordinary, but just looking forward to relaxing a little bit. The weather's going to be great, so no wind this weekend. Hang out by the pool and play with the dogs. It's going to be a nice weekend.
The weather should be great this weekend, too. So hopefully, the winds have finally died down a little bit. It's going to start getting really warm out there. So, yeah, it would be definitely a good weekend to spend some time outside, that's for sure.
Yeah, soaking the sun. What about you guys? What do you have going on this weekend?
Starting today, this afternoon, I'll be over at the Aliante branch of Silver State Schools Credit Union. They're having their big grand opening celebration. We're going to have just prizes and food. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then tomorrow morning, I'm going to be at the grand opening of the brand new Nokvi Entry Law in Henderson on Stephanie. So same thing. We're going to be giving out $50 gas cards every 15 minutes from Terrible's.
So what time does it start?
It starts at 10 a.m. I'm going to be there from 11 to 12, but they're going to be doing the gas cards from 10 to 1. And it's going to be a lot of fun. A ton of prizes, some really good food. So yeah, we'll be doing that. And then I RSVP'd for like a local like party kind of thing with one of the magazines, and so we might go check that out, grab some dinner, and just kind of hang out. Kind of looking forward to the weekend.
Farhan Nokvi, I met him once at Bite of Las Vegas many, many years ago, and I had a brief conversation with him, and he seems like a really cool dude. Is he a good guy?
He is really, the thing is, like, he's very high profile, and the reason is, and I always tell people, is because he's always doing stuff. Like, he does so much, and this is not like a commercial for him, but he does so much for the community that so many people don't even see. And then on top of that, he's an awesome lawyer. So yeah, he is a really good dude. I'm really excited for them opening things up in Henderson so people on the east side can get some help if they need it. So yeah, he's great. Everybody's great.
They're all good people. He's got a thing with the Las Vegas Athletic Club that he has a commercial that runs, just talking about the law firm and stuff, but it's on a lot. So I feel like he's always part of my workout because I'm working out him between sets and watching. There's Farhan Nokvi. There he is.
He's definitely around, so you can't miss him, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And he lives here, which is a lot of the commercials you see in here. People don't live here. You call and they're like, oh yeah, well, they're in California. It's like, what? What's going on?
Isn't that nuts?
That drives me crazy.
It's one of those businesses too. Yeah, but you call and like, wait a second, you're not here. Wait.
Yeah.
You make it look like you're here in Las Vegas and you're part of this community. Okay.
Have you ever been in another state and you saw like their commercials and you're like, wait a second, I remember we were in Chicago and we saw a commercial for someone that is like a local, I thought was a local attorney. I was like, oh. Wait, what? Okay.
It was like the same kind of jingle, but things were switched up a little bit. Like,
the phone number
it sounds different.
A different song. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, it should
be cool.
A pretty good weekend. A lot going on here in town. Billboard Music Awards are happening on Sunday, so definitely a lot of celebrities going to be here for that. There's just so many performances. I'm wondering, how are they going to even give away any awards during that?
And also, do you know, I meant to look before the dirt coming up here. If it's, do we, I think we get Billboard Music Awards live at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, yes. Okay. We sure do, yeah.
If not, anytime there's an award show, the station's put them on live. Here on the West Coast, East Coast, it's always live. It starts later or whatever. But here on the West Coast, because there have been a couple of award shows where we get them on tape delay, and you end up seeing everything on social media, and something big happens, you read about it. So I'm not inclined to check out the show if I'm watching it live, because to me, there's always that surprise aspect. Maybe there might be a surprise duet, or what's going to happen next, or who's going to say what. And that's why I tend to watch some of these shows. So I'm glad we get it live at 5.
Yeah, I am too. There's one, I think it's the American Music Awards that goes at 8 o'clock, and it's like, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to watch. I already know who wins. It's like, maybe if there's a performance that I want to see, but other than that, forget it.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb. I don't know who makes that call to put it on tape delay, but it's to me, it's just a dumb move.
You're not fooling us. We know.
Already took, maybe 20 years ago you can get away with that, but not now.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
For sure. Yeah, so a lot happening this weekend. Hopefully you guys are ready for it. We've got a lot coming up this morning, including more tickets for you to see Bastille. We've got more tickets for you to see Enrique Iglesias. All on the way, so let's kick things off. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear I Love Your Smile by Shanice? Do you want to hear Hook by Blues Traveler? Do you want to hear Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm? Those are your choices. All you got to do is get your votes in now. It's easy. Tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to catch your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Post Malone, his new album, 12 Karat Toothache, is out later this month, and he just released his first song off the album. It's a collaboration with Roddy Ricch. It's called Cooped Up. And here's a little taste of the new Post Malone song. Here it is.
I'm about to pull out his switch for curtains. And I've been waiting so long. Now I gotta resurface.
Your thoughts on the song?
I just think it's okay, honestly. I was kind of expecting more. I was a little bummed. I don't love it.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, I don't love it. That's why I was silent. I was like,
"Who to play with?" So she jumps in.
I don't know. I guess I'm expecting a lot from this album. Maybe that's unfair, but I was just like, "Oh, it's fine," but it just didn't jump out to me. Yeah.
Maybe
what about you?
It was cool. I'm cool with it. Yeah. I liked it. Yeah, I'm cool with it. So it's either here or there. But yeah, I'm cool with it. That's funny. I love the honesty.
Well,
see, we gave it to you here.
We had a whole conversation about this because my husband, when he heard it, he sends me like the fire emojis, and I was like, really? And so I listened to it and I'm like, I thought it was okay, and he was all bummed. It was like I hurt his feelings. I was like, I'm sorry, I just don't love it, but maybe it'll take some listening to. Maybe I'll love it next week. Who knows?
Mercedes is our assistant music director. She's involved in these music meetings, and this is when record labels play new songs from artists. And what do you guys think of this? Is that the kind of opinion you give record labels when they play a song you don't like? Are you like, or do you kind of sugarcoat it a little bit?
You try to sugarcoat it a little, but like on something like that, I'd say, you know what? It was okay. Does he have another single coming out? I don't know. I'm not feeling it. And they've heard it all, so like I'm going to hurt their feelings.
Now, Post Malone, he is the musical guest on SNL this weekend. Selena Gomez is the host, so that is Saturday night. And then Sunday, we talked about it earlier, but we have the Billboard Music Awards here in Las Vegas. Sean Diddy Combs is the host. Performances include Ed Sheeran, Travis Scott, Florence and the Machine, Miranda Lambert, so many more. Also this weekend, we have the Lovers and Friends Festival taking place. And what a lineup. What a all-star cast going to be out there. weekend. Lauryn Hill, Brandy and Monica, Usher, Ludacris, Nelly, 112, Jodeci, TLC. Steph, are you going to both days, one day?
Oh, yeah, right. I can only do one day, but I'm going Saturday, and the lineup, the set times were released last night, and our group messaged with our friends. We are trying to figure out how we're going to fit running from one stage to the other stage because there's just so many good people that we want to see, and I feel like I'm going to be done right at 9. I'll be like, all right, guys, that was fun. Sorry, Usher.
I was looking at the lineup, and there's four stages, and there's just, it's nonstop. Like, how on earth are you gonna juggle that? And like, yeah, Lauryn Hill doesn't go on until 11 o'clock at night. It's like, what? Nope, sorry.
We made a running joke. We're gonna stand right in the middle so we can hear everyone at the same time so we can get everyone we want to hear.
Yeah, you just have to find a middle spot for that.
If you missed it, Slim from 112 did a cameo for Mercedes' birthday, and I still have the audio. Here was Slim from 112. Listen to this, you guys.
What's up? It's your boy Slim 112. In the building, and you know what? I'm doing something real special. This is going out to
Mercedes.
You know what?
Mercedes.
This is coming from somebody very, very special. This is coming from
Steph. Steph. Such a sweet gift.
It was just so perfect. I mean, the way he says my name is just like, oh, it gives me chills.
I thought of you on this one, Mercedes. The Helen Hayes Theater is going high tech to stop audience members from using their phones after nude footage of Jesse Williams was posted on Twitter by an audience member.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Ruin the fun. The theater's new system includes infrared cameras facing the audience so that staff can catch anyone using their phone, and violators may be asked to leave if caught, and organizers are considering whether or not the show should be stopped if a phone is detected in the crowd. So not only would you be, you gotta leave, use your phone, they would stop the whole thing, point you out. You over there, row two. Mercedes Martinez, put your phone away.
Oh my gosh, I would never. I felt so bad for Jesse Williams, but on the other hand, he has nothing to be ashamed of.
Right? Oh
so
man, I'd be flaunting that thing.
I did feel really bad for him. That sucks, man.
I would take out a billboard. Look at me. This is me, everybody.
I was like, whoa, okay.
We'll have more dirt coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Actually, if you weren't a fan of the Post Malone, for the 7 o'clock hour dirt, I've got new music from My Chemical Romance. So I want your honest opinion in the 7 o'clock hour.
I've heard that one, and I do have an opinion.
Oh, 7:15. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1623.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us on this Friday, May 13th. Yes, it is Friday the 13th. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up and what's trending, but be careful today, everybody. I don't believe in Friday the 13th. Good things happen to me on the 13th, especially on Friday the 13th. I've flown on Friday the 13th, been fine. And there's only one this year, so you don't have to worry.
We're in the clear after today.
Yeah. Are you superstitious?
You know, I used to believe in all that stuff, but not anymore. I am not. But I did mention earlier in the week, if you had a ladder here, I probably wouldn't walk underneath it. But black cat, broken mirror, I've stepped on a back. My mom hasn't had a heart attack. My dad hasn't. Or I stepped on a crack. What's the thing? Step on a crack.
Break your mother's back.
Yeah, give your dad a heart attack. Everything good. Stepped on many cracks. All is good.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like it's bad luck if you make it bad luck. You know, I my daughter's born on the 13th. Today's my aunt's birthday, May 13th. So I gotta make sure I call her today and wish her a happy birthday. But I don't believe in that stuff either.
Do you remember we're at DJ school? Gosh, maybe 10, 15 years ago. We're talking to another DJ from, I forget where he was, and he was having a rough go of it, and he was talking about some family issues. He's like, yeah, my mother, she had a heart attack. My dad broke his back. Was your ride like, dang, would you step on a crack?
Someone said that. Someone goes, did you step on a crack? And he was like, what? And then everyone's laughing. And I was like, oh, I did not say that, but I did think it. I was like,
oh, man, you stepped on a crack?
Yes. You must have broken your back.
Dang, man, your parents are feeling the heat from that, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I do remember that. That was funny, but it was not funny.
Yes, yes. How you doing? How was your night last night? How were things?
It was good. Last night, my kids are obsessed with The Circle, the new season on Netflix. And I started watching it with them, and I was kind of in and out. the first episode, just watching. There's actually a radio guy that is one of the members of the Circle that's on our sister station. And I was...
Wait, from here in town?
Well, he's a national guy that they syndicate in.
Uh-huh.
So he's on the
is
Circle.
Is he really?
Oh,
that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Brew is his name.
Oh, I met that guy. He's a cool dude. Yeah,
he's really nice. So he's on the Circle this year. And I was like, oh my gosh, I know that guy. He works for our company. That's crazy. And so I was kind of in and out. There was a couple of characters I really like. Frank is one of my favorites. And so I'm watching. And then we get into it. And they're like, we're bringing in a surprise. Someone new is coming in. And is it a spoiler or is it out there? I could not. Oh, I'm afraid to say. You know what? I'm not going to say. I could not believe who they brought in on the Circle.
Can you type it up on the screen?
It was like literally the guests of my dreams.
Let's see here.
I couldn't believe it.
What?
Yeah. I was like,
no.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding? I was like, oh, I'm all in now on the Circle.
Whoa.
I'm all in. So they brought in some celebrity people to be a part of the Circle. And when I saw who it was, I flipped and I'm like, oh, we're so in. So we watched like 3 episodes of the Circle. We're all caught up. So we're to where they release the new ones. The new one just came out, I think, on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so we got through that one. So now I'm like, when's the next episode of the Circle coming out? I could not believe it.
So I was Googling it. Apparently there were some kind of cryptic teases that
yeah.
might happen.
There was at the very beginning of the show, I thought back to something that the host said. And I'm like, duh, I can't believe I didn't even pick up on that. Yeah, there were some cryptic teases throughout. So just make sure you're really listening, especially to the host, who I love. The lady that hosts the Circle is so funny. She reminds me of the guy that does Love Island, just like really snarky remarks and uh-huh. stuff. And so I love her. But yeah, it was so we're all in watching the Circle. We got totally caught up on that last night.
I just want to watch it to see that surprise.
You should.
That's a cool deal.
You should. It was really, it's really cool. And what they do with it, that the surprise, they're part of the Circle. And they, I don't want to give too much away. It's really good, though.
Looking for something to watch this weekend, The Circle, just based on what Mercedes typed in for me. I would say you'd be happy with it.
It was really good. So, yeah, that was kind of my night. You have a good night?
I did. So, Laura has Crohn's disease. She started this new drug at the beginning of the year. It's called Stelara, and it's working wonders. She had an infusion. But every 6-8 weeks after this initial infusion, she's got to give herself a big shot. And last night was shot night. So she got the big needle out. And I give to anyone that's to give themselves a shot. I know women have to do fertility things, and so many people give themselves shots, but she had to do it last night, and I give her so much credit for being able to do it. So she, you know, gets the loose skin and gives herself this big shot, and that just kind of wipes her out afterwards. So just kind of hung out on the couch and watched a little TV, and she's good to go this morning. But it was shot night last night in my house.
Is it super, like, when you say a big shot, is like the needle really big?
Yeah,
really,
it's like
thick
that. It's like that long.
Oh, that's not that long.
They go in that long, going into your skin?
Well, I'm just, I don't want to disregard because, you know, putting a needle in you. But do you remember when I was giving myself B12 shots
uh-huh.
like every day? And I just got used to it. You just grab like the skin, the loose skin part of you, pop it in there, and you don't even feel it. But I was thinking like a really big needle,
uh-huh.
It might be thicker. So I don't know if it's like a thick needle or a really tiny needle.
Yeah,
but
it's tough for her.
Scary.
It's tough for her, but
well,
she pulled it off.
Putting
yeah.
a needle in your skin? Oh, my gosh. But the way you made it sound, I've pictured like a gigantic, foot-long needle. Like an inch?
An inch or so,
but
yeah.
Still, yeah, giving yourself a shot is not fun. Definitely not.
So they're eating dinner as she's doing. I'm like,
have fun
you
with
got
that.
This. There's tickets for you to go see Bastille. We got them coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And then up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you have for
us? Adele bought a new home that comes with an added perk, your big Friday the 13th fears, and Shake Shack wants to come home with you. We'll explain coming up next in What's Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending.
Woo!
On Mix 94.1.
Adele is trending this morning. So she recently bought Sylvester Stallone's home for $58 million.
Woo.
And it came with a very interesting perk. A Rocky statue standing on the edge of the massive swimming pool. There's pictures of it. You got to see it. The Stallone, yes, had a poolside Rocky statue. And now Adele has a poolside Rocky statue because it's still there. Doesn't mean she's going to keep it necessarily, but hey, why get rid of it? That's kind of cool. In addition to the statue, the house also has a gym, a sauna, a steam room, infinity pool, cigar room, screening room, bar, an art studio, and a two-story guest house. It's in a gated community, and check out some of the neighbors in there. Denzel Washington lives there, Magic Johnson, Justin Bieber, and Lisa Vanderpump. So I would love to sit in on one of those HOA meetings with all of them. That would be so fun.
Mr. Bieber, we brought you to the meeting because you failed to bring your trash cans in within 24 hours.
I thought that there was a rule. It was 48 hours. This is ridiculous. I demand recount.
You move into this house, Mercedes. Do you move this thing? Do you keep it there? What do you do with this statue that it's right at the end of the pool? And what a lush backyard she has.
I think it's kind of a conversation piece for me personally because I'm not a celebrity like Adele. So I keep it. And then when people come over, they're like, what is that? Is that a Rocky statue? Yes, wait, I bought the house from Sylvester Stallone. What? With Adele, I think she gets rid of it. I don't think that's part of the Adele aesthetic.
There's some shrubbery she can move it to. And yeah. I wonder, we all have those owls that are supposed to scare the pigeons away from your pool. I wonder if having a Sylvester Stallone Rocky statue scares away the pigeons and birds from getting inside your
they
pool.
They don't want to get punched, of course. They're like, oh, there's a man standing here that's ready to punch me. Forget it.
It's Rocky. Look at that.
Word is the singer is close to finalizing a deal to bring her Vegas residency to her new home at Zappos Theater over at Planet Hollywood. Talked about that. Word is the aim is for a late summer start that's going to run through the end of 2022.
What do you think of that?
Of the residency yes. thing? I just am like, just let's just do it already.
Right?
Like, part of me is kind of like, okay, whatever.
I'm irritated by it. I am. That whole cancellation the day before, that thing just rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
It just didn't sit right with me for some reason.
It was just really odd. And it seems like something you could have seen coming a lot sooner than the mm-hmm. day before. I feel bad for the people that were there, but I'm sure they were compensated nicely or... If they weren't, they should have been. But yeah, the whole thing's odd. I'm just wondering when they'll announce this. If it's supposed to be at the end of the summer, you should probably get going on this.
Yeah,
one.
It's true. It's almost June.
Yeah. Also trending this morning is Friday the 13th. It is the day, the only one we'll have this year. Next one is not until January. So do you think it matters or is it just another day? A new poll found 1 in 5 people do think it's unlucky. The poll also found some of the other things that we consider unlucky. Like you mentioned, walking under a ladder. 21% of us think that causes bad luck. It just feels weird to me. I don't know. When I do it, not that I do it a lot, but I get like a creepy feeling doing it. So I won't do it. I'll avoid it.
Because I think we were programmed all our childhood never to do that. And so when the opportunity presents itself, like, ooh.
Yeah.
No way.
Really kind of weird. Breaking a mirror, 21% of people think that's unlucky. Stepping on a crack, 12%. Being on the 13th floor of a building, ironically, 13% of people think that's unlucky. And I never have heard of this one before. Do you think white lighters are unlucky?
I had never heard that before as well. Why would that be unlucky?
Well, 8% of people think a white lighter is unlucky. And the reason why is there's a myth that Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Kurt Cobain all had white lighters on them when they died.
Wow.
I had never heard of that before.
And they all died the same age too, at 33.
Is that true? I had no idea. That's interesting. Is that
we're 27. I think they were all the same age.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the white lighter curse or the white lighter myth.
Yeah, it's a thing. Oh, my God.
Jim Morrison also. If you've heard of that one, I'd never heard that one before. So there you go. Some of the things that we consider unlucky.
You're 27 years old.
Oh, my gosh. That's odd. That's really
why isn't that a bad luck number then?
If
you're a rock star.
Shake Shack is also trending this morning. The best part of smelling a burger and fries is that you're about to eat a burger and fries, right? Well, is the smell just as great if you're not about to eat it? Shake Shack has teamed up with a fragrance company called Apotheke to create burger and fries candles. Now, the burger one smells like a bite of a Shack burger in the spring air, they say. And the other, Shaken Fries, includes notes of a salty, crispy, crinkle-cut fry and a creamy, indulgent milkshake. They're available for $42. You can get them at apothekeco.com. I'd jump on it now if you're interested. They're only available for a limited time while supplies last, and that's what's trending. Mix 94.1. It is Friday the 13th, 6:33. So this is a hack that you discovered that, as a member, I'm kind of like, excuse me. But at the same time, I'm like, well, good for you. Way to find a way around the system. Tell everyone what you discovered, JC.
Yeah, I'm a non-member here. You can do Costco on Instacart. I had no idea you could do that. I've seen the little icon there before, but I always assumed if you opened it up, you had to punch in a membership number or do something else. So I never explored the Costco option. But for the past 2 weeks, we've been needing new pillows. The one that I use at night, it's like flat. I wake up in the morning, my head hurts.
Is it yellow?
Oh.
Guys have yellow pillows. Why do guys disgusting. Have yellow pillows?
As a kid, my pillow. As a kid, you have a pillow for like 5 years. So it was the most disgusting pillow ever. It's not yellow. It's just flat. It's not even a pillow. It's like a cloth. It's so flat. But it's just been a busy week. I'm like, I need to get a new pillow. I wonder if I can get one on Instacart, maybe through Target or something. So I popped up to Instacart yesterday, and that's when I saw the Costco option again. And I decided to check it out, thinking I need to punch in a membership number. Like I said, hit the button, open it up. You don't need a membership, nothing. That number. You don't need anything. It opens up the whole Costco floor. So I got my pillows. I also, and the pillows were under $35, and I needed to hit $35 in order to get free shipping or something like that. So I ended up buying some water that we needed, so our order went over $35. But you can do Costco through Instacart, and they have everything. All the offerings of Costco are right there on Instacart.
That to me, is news, because I've never ordered Costco on Instacart. I've ordered Costco from Costco.com, mm-hmm. and you do need your membership number in order to get something. And so... as a member, a paying member, I'm kind of like, wait a second here. How come this guy who's not paying his membership
yep.
is getting stuff from Costco? But then there's part of me that's like, good for you. Way to work around the system. I mean, I'm sure you're getting fees and stuff like that tacked yeah. on. But I mean, what do you expect when you use Instacart? You get that no matter where you go. So at first I was like, huh. But now I'm like, that's awesome. Good for you. Way to stick it to the man.
What other life hacks are out there? 702-364-9400. And anyone else use this Costco on Instacart? And is it a different kind of version of Costco? Am I limited to the things I can get? I don't think I am. And it's just, you always talk about going to Costco and you go in to buy pillows, but you come out with 2 pounds of Cheez-Its or something. It's the same thing on the Instacart app, because I had my stuff loaded up and then it starts suggesting things. Oh, a pound of egg whites, a pound of this, a pound of that. And it's so tempting to buy these other things, but I got out of there with just my pillows and 6 1-gallon jugs of water.
Man, you should really look around. Costco, that's my favorite store. Man, they've got everything. I love that place.
They do. I'm looking at all the kombucha they have.
Oh, I get all my protein shakes there. Uh-huh. I get my protein bars there.
What's your protein bar brand? Let me see if they offer.
Well, I just have Kind. I just get Kind bars. It's not really a protein bar. I just get Kind bars. I get my pure protein shakes there. Wine. The wine. They have such highly rated wine for great prices. Their baked goods. The bakery. Oh my gosh. Insane. Like, just everything. I love Costco. It is my favorite.
Does this sound about right? So your Kind bars, 20 bars for $24? Is this marked up than what you normally pay inside the store? Does that sound about right price point for you?
That sounds about right for me. Yeah. It's
wow.
And we get money back. See, you don't get the money back, but we get money back at the end of the year from Costco because of our membership.
Uh-huh.
So you get a portion of what you spend back. They send you a check and you can apply it to your membership. Yeah.
Well, I wonder if the person that is doing the Costco shopping, I wonder if they have an account.
Contributing to their payback.
They're getting payback. Well, good for them if that's the case. But I wonder if the Instacart shopper has to have, they have to have a Costco membership to get in there. They can't just go waltzing in there and tell them they're shopping for Instacart. They have to be a member.
So I have a little hack that works, I'd say, 20% of the time, maybe 15% of the time, but it's happened to me before and I was in shock when it worked. Every time you buy something online, you know how they have that little box for like the promo code or whatever?
Uh-huh.
I will always type in save 25, save 20, save 15, or save 10. And I've had it work before where it just takes off 25%. And I'm like, huh? What? So every time I buy something online, I always type in those four things. Save 25, save 20, save 15, or save 10. And I've had it work several times where it just took money off. And I didn't even have a real promo code. I just stuck that in there to see if it worked, and it worked.
That is brilliant.
Just try it. I mean, what's the worst? What's the worst that could happen? It says this no longer is valid or whatever. But I've been in shock sometimes when it comes back and it shows what was taken off. I'm like, oh my god, it just took 20% off. I didn't think it would work, and it actually did work. So try that. That's my little hack.
That is a huge score. Isn't there a website, or used to be a website, Dave's Deals or something, where they would show you? For example, Sephora's running code is save 20 right now, and they would give you the actual codes that businesses offer.
Yeah, but those never worked for me. I've tried those so many times, and then when I go to use it, it says the code is no longer valid, and I don't know if they got wind of it or what, and they turned it off. But yeah, try that. You never know. You might save a couple of bucks on that.
And you know what no longer works, at least at the Terrible's pumps, which I believe are tied into Vons, is the 702-867-5309 phone number. For your gas savings, or I think they caught on to that and realized a lot of people were using that and getting big time gas savings. So you can't use that there. There's another store I tried it too. I wasn't a member. She says, "You remember?" I said, "Oh yeah, my number is 702-867-5309." She's like, "No, not coming up."
Oh, maybe try a different area code. I've done that in like San Diego where I use their area code. I'm like, 61. Is it 619 there? Steph, what's the area code? There, 619.
619. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
619 867-5309. And I'm like, okay, Jennifer? I'm like, yeah, that's me. That's me.
It's either Jennifer or Tommy. Tommy? I go by Thomas, but yes, I'm Tommy.
That's funny.
Mr. Two Tone. So, life hack there, Costco on Instacart. Boom. Savings all around.
There you go.
We have the Hot 3 coming up next. What do you got for us?
All right. We're going to talk about the phone app that's going viral, and you need to stay away from it. We'll tell you why. Also, school is coming to an end. What are our top traditions? And a Mega Millions host said the wrong number, and it caused a big old problem. We'll tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
So a new app, it's going viral, offering users the chance to turn their profile picture into a very highly stylized cartoon image. If you've been on Facebook in the last couple of days, you've probably seen these new profile pictures everywhere. The people have uploaded their photographs to servers of the new profile pic app. Well, a global security advisor says people have to be incredibly careful when uploading photographs or personal data to a brand new website. He said this app is likely a way of capturing people's faces in high resolution, and I would question any app wanting this amount of data, especially one which is largely unheard of. Now, the company behind the app is based in the British Virgin Islands with development and customer service offices in Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus. So by agreeing to download the app, users are willing to share their location, details about the device they're using, as well as other photographs on their social media feeds. The company's data policy is clear that we collect certain profile or personal information that you voluntarily provide to us. We collect your name, email address, username, social network information, and other information you provide when you register. They also collect data on the user from other companies and combine it with their own. The firm also, they collect the IP address, the browser type, and the settings from a computer of the device that is used to access it.
Man, they get everything. And open up Facebook this morning to do some birthday greetings. And a friend of mine, there it is. I'm like, it's a beautiful profile picture. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous family photo. But they just gave that company all their information.
And I know a lot of people are thinking, I thought the same thing. Well, so many places already have my information. But I actually had a friend of mine reach out. And where is it? I'm trying to find it. They wrote, what the heck is this? They work in IT mm-hmm. for a major company. I can't say which one. And they wrote, I've been in the sector for about 15 years now. As your informational professional friend on Facebook, please take my advice. Do not use this site that I have access to intelligent feeds that the general public does not. And based what I'm getting, this site is really bad news. There have been significant reports of accounts being compromised, data theft, and money being drained from bank accounts. If you use this site, I'd suggest you change all your passwords, make sure you have robust antivirus software, closely monitor your accounts, and watch for identity theft.
This is the one with the picture thing you were just talking about?
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I would not recommend. If you have used it, please consider changing things and watch your accounts. So
beautiful picture though.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. Finally, or also this morning, most kids only have a few weeks left to school before summer hits. So someone looked at the top end of school traditions that we do. Did you have an end of the school year tradition? When you were done with school, you were like, oh, I'm going to go do this with my mom, or she's going to take us to do this. 2000 moms with kids age 5 to 12 were polled, and just under 2/3 said they have at least one tradition. And here are a few of them. One is just taking a photo of your kids at the end of each grade. 50% of parents do it. So look forward to a lot of those photos on Facebook. Two is taking their old homework or books and burning them. 49% do that. That seems very dangerous. I mean, I'd throw them away, but I wouldn't burn them. That's a bit extreme,
house fire.
Don't we think?
And then what if someone else in your family wants to use it or something? And if you go to college, sell those books back, get your money back.
That's crazy. Writing a thank you note to a teacher, excellent tradition. 48% of people do that. Putting a school-related stuff in storage or in a closet, 46% of people do that. And getting ice cream, which was one of ours. We would always go get ice cream on the last day of school. 43% of people do that.
Would your mom pick you up and stuff like that?
Yeah. We'd all go. And sometimes we'd meet our friends there. And I actually started doing that tradition with my kids when they were going to the same school. And like me and a bunch of the other moms be like, want to meet at Baskin Robbins afterwards? And we all go there and we all get them ice cream. And it was always a fun thing that they look forward to.
It's something they'll remember too.
Yeah. All right. Finally, this morning, the next Mega Millions drawing is tonight. And hopefully they get it right this time. Now, if you didn't hear about this, it was a big deal. The last drawing was Tuesday, and the guy who announces each number read one of them wrong. He said the Mega Ball was a 6, but it was really a 9. The graphic they put up on the screen also said six, and it caused a huge headache for lottery officials. The Mega Millions website issued a statement the next day to try to clear things up, and luckily they checked their system and no one would have won the $86 million jackpot anyway. There were no tickets with all five winning numbers and the Mega Ball being a six or a nine, but a handful of people would have won $10,000 prizes with a six. And thousands of others would have won smaller amounts. So Mega Millions is played in 45 different states. The New York Lottery paused payouts and told people to hang on to their tickets. But Mega Millions called the nine version the official result, apologized for the confusion. So it doesn't sound like they're paying out the people with the sixes, but it's still not clear. Tonight's jackpot, it's worth an estimated $99 million.
I think we have the audio. I haven't listened to this. I think we have the audio where they kind of catch things. I think it's it. Hold on one second. Let's play it.
And then gold Mega Ball is six.
That would definitely be mad, but I don't know.
A news story about it.
Yeah, well, I would be mad too.
Yeah. You think you won the lottery? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Take that back. Coming up here in the dirt, they are calling it a TV bloodbath. 15 shows are canceled at CBS, NBC, the CW. Was your favorite canceled? Find out at 7:15.
Mix 94.1, Imagine Dragons Enemy. It is 7:01. Happy Friday. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning as we kind of kick off the weekend. So I'm on TikTok. I do have a TikTok. I post occasionally. I haven't been doing it as much lately. So in the last couple of days, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start posting more. So I started posting a couple extra TikToks here and there. And one of my daughters is also on TikTok. And she loves like the dances and all that stuff. And so she saw me posting yesterday and she goes, you know, we should do a TikTok together. And part of me is like, you want to do a TikTok with me? And she's like, yeah, I think that would be cool. I've seen a lot of people doing a cool TikTok that I think it would be fun if you and I did it together. So I was all like, wow, this never happens. She never wants to do anything.
Oh, this is a first?
Well, I mean, she doesn't mind being on social media with me, but she never has actively pursued me to do it with her. It's more me pursuing her to do it with me.
You get a call to do a big time collaboration right here.
Yeah.
It's going down.
So I was kind of like, whoa, okay. I go, what do you want to do? And she's like, we should do a TikTok dance. And immediately I was like, oh, I don't know. I go, I don't really do TikTok dances. She goes, no, there's one that we could learn together. We could do it side by side. It looks so cool. I've seen so many people doing it. And I'm like, is it the Lizzo one? Because that one I could do, but I haven't, because I just think it would look ridiculous that if I'm on there just doing the, you know. Have you seen the Lizzo one?
I have not.
Okay.
I didn't know. But
well,
I saw she's talking about it, though.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big thing. Super cute. She goes, let's do the that dance. And I'm like, the that dance? The Psy song? And she's like, yeah, we could easily learn the choreography and do that dance. And it would be so cool. It would totally go viral. So I've seen the video several times that we played the song. If you don't know it, this is that. So like, okay, let's give it a try. So we start playing like these tutorial videos on it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so hard. Steph, as the dancer on this show, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate the that dance?
And
difficulty.
Difficulty, yeah. For a beginner that doesn't really know dancing, it's a 10. It's pretty difficult. And the intricacy of their choreography, I would have to say, Mercedes, if I were you, I would be struggling.
Oh my gosh. Well, thanks.
No, in a good...
I know.
You know what I mean, though.
And I'll be honest, the first part I got. But then it gets to this part where you have to do your arm and your leg at the same time.
Yep.
I'm like, what? And I finally said, I'm too old for this. I'm too old to do TikTok dances. I'm not doing it. And she's like, oh, don't give up. I'm like, nope, not doing it. I'm too old to be doing TikTok dances.
How do you find the dance? I can't find it.
So oh, I'll send it to you.
TikTok, that dance.
Go on the TikTok app, JC.
Okay.
Because going on the web, it's a little bit more difficult to find.
Do you have a Mercedes? Did you send it to me directly?
Yeah, let me find one. Or if you have one, Steph.
I got it up already here.
Oh, okay. Send one to JC. It's like... It's really intricate, like she said. I had the first part; it was okay. But then you get to that one part. Oh my gosh! Forget it. I was just like, no, this is not happening. So when did you say I am just too old to be doing this? 702-364-9400. What was it that made you just say, forget it, too old?
I think you could do this.
No, wait till the part after the side went. And then up and down, and then like she comes
kick
down
in the hands and stuff.
Yes, that part. Oh my gosh, I can't. Like I can
think,
do it sitting
I think
in a
you
chair.
Could do this. I think with practice, you'd have it by the end of the week. Oh, okay, that's
you know
tough
what,
move.
Mercedes. I know what it is. No offense to Brooklyn, she is great. No offense to these tutorials, but I don't think you had the right teacher.
No, you're not teaching me that dance.
Can you do it, Steph?
I feel like if I learned it and I taught you, Mercedes, I taught you, JC, we would kill it.
No.
We would kill it.
We're not even trying this today. Come on.
We stretch really good. Our bodies are warmed up. You're going to say, wow, that was easy. I should have just learned from Steph.
We can start a new TikTok trend where the ladies do that dance and then the guy can just sit in the background and smile. And that'll be me.
No.
JC, you got to partake.
Even Cy did a tutorial on it. So we went to Cy's tutorial, mm-hmm. and he's like, and one, and two, and showy. And I was doing it slow, and I got it. And you get to that one part where it's like, I like that. I can do it sitting down. I'm doing it right now. But then when I stand up, I just lose all coordination. I cannot do it. It's so ridiculous. So no, that dance for me. I may take you up on your offer to just kind of get me loose, Steph, but it will not be documented at all.
I guarantee you two private lessons, A1 Mercedes.
I want to see you do it. I bet you'd look awesome doing it.
You have to learn it though, right, Steph?
I would have to learn it. I would have. You know what? You know, I'm a little tired too. My body.
Yeah.
A little sore.
We're all tired.
The Lizzo one, I feel like that's doable. That's a pretty easy dance, the Lizzo one.
Yeah.
But
JC, you could do the Lizzo dance.
Yeah.
Let me watch it first before I commit to anything. We have the dirt coming up here in about 10 minutes, and we have new music from My Chemical Romance. It's all coming up next.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Let's start with new music. Post Malone's new album, 12 Karat Toothache, is out later this month, and he just released his first song off the album. It's a collaboration with Roddy Ricch. It's called Cooped Up, and here's a little taste of the brand new Post Malone.
I'm about to pull out his switch for curtains.
You gave it a meh rating earlier.
Yeah, I it's probably unfair of me to have extremely high expectations for this new album, but I'm a big Post Malone fan, and it's just not what I was expecting. I just kind of feel like that one fell a little flat, but it doesn't mean that the rest of the album is not going to be great.
Yeah, we'll find out in a couple weeks. You're not alone, though. I noticed on the text line some people agreeing with you on that new Post Malone. Now, My Chemical Romance, they last put out an album, it was 2010. They broke up in 2013. Well, they are back, and they have a new song called The Fountains of Decay. It's 6 minutes long, but here's a taste of the brand new song from My Chemical Romance. You heard this song already. What are your thoughts on this one?
Gosh, I sound so crabby, don't I? I liked it, but I feel like it wasn't showcasing enough of their vocals. I felt it was more like on the kind of screaming thing, and just the vocals of My Chemical Romance are so good that I wish they would have showcased that a little more. But all said, I thought it was still pretty good.
Yeah, it's just there for me on that one.
Yeah.
I just heard it for the first time, and it's there. 6 minutes is a long one.
That is a long one. Big time. I wonder if they'll have a radio edit on that or something.
What was the vitamin C song we played last week? That was four something, almost five minutes.
No, it was 5.5.
Vitamin C, what are you doing? 5.5. This is your time to shine this time of year. Do a 2-minute graduation song. You'll be a hit year after year.
Everyone will love it.
Yeah. The TV networks don't officially unveil their schedules until next week, but they announced several cancellations. Some sites are calling this a TV bloodbath. There's so many cancellations. NBC, did you watch? These shows have been canceled. Did you watch any of them? Keenan.
No.
Mr. Mayor.
No.
The Endgame.
No.
They've also, they were gonna do a show called Hungry. It was gonna be a comedy with Demi Lovato with Ariel Winter as the lead. They just canceled that. That's not even taking place. Not even putting it on the air. CBS getting rid of Magnum PI.
Didn't watch it.
Be Positive.
Nope.
United States of AI.
Mm-mm.
Good Sam.
Yeesh, no.
How We Roll.
I can see why they cancel these. I mean, not saying that it's just me, but I'm guessing that a lot of other people don't watch them either.
Let's shift gears and go to the CW. They're getting rid of Charmed.
Oh, wow. No, I don't watch it.
Dynasty.
No.
Roswell, New Mexico.
Uh-uh.
Vampire Diaries, the spinoff called Legacies.
Nope.
They're all out.
Well, I mean, that really stinks, but yeah, just a lot of those I hadn't even heard of.
Same. They make a way for new shows. We'll get the new shows next week. This weekend, Selena Gomez, she's hosting SNL. Post Malone is the musical guest. We just heard from Post Malone. Sunday night, 5 o'clock on NBC and also Peacock, the 2022 Billboard Music Awards. Sean Diddy Combs is the host. Ed Sheeran's going to be performing. Travis Scott, Florence and the Machine, Miranda Lambert. So many more. Huge list of performers. The weekend has 17 nominations. Doja Cat is the leader for females with 14, and then Justin Bieber, Kanye, and Olivia Rodrigo all have 13 nominations.
Man, that's and this is all based on like sales and streaming and chart placement and stuff like that. So there's like legitimate numbers behind this one. It's not some panel of singers or musicians' opinions on this one.
And then you have the Lovers and Friends Festival taking place this weekend. Vegas, we're hopping this weekend. We have Lauryn Hill, Brandy and Monica, Usher, Ludacris, Nelly, Jodeci, TLC. That show is just stacked for this weekend.
I know. That's going to be a good one. I did not get tickets. This is like my wheelhouse of music.
I love it.
But I didn't get tickets. I just I kind of slacked on that one. But it'll be really good. I know there are some tickets available for Sunday, though, if people still want to go.
Want to go check it out? Cool. It is Friday, so we have the Oh Wow Wheel. We're going to spin it 1 hour from right now. Also an hour from right now, 8:25. We have those tickets for you to go see Bastille next week. Those are yours when you win Heads Up.
4.1. It is 7:32. We have the new one from And Behold, Numb Little Bug. That is coming up in just a few minutes. It is 7:32. So, Steph, were your friends in town? Were they from San Diego? Where were they from?
Yes, from San Diego. My good friends, Casey and JoJo. Remember, we've talked about
them. They were here?
They were here.
Oh, my gosh. Casey, did you tell them that we talked about them?
I haven't, but I should send them the audio. Say, hey, we got a good song for your wedding day. Casey and JoJo. All my life.
This weekend?
No.
They're not at Lovers and Friends?
They're not going to be at Lovers and Friends this weekend. No, their names are really Casey and Julian. We call them Casey and JoJo just for fun.
Can we play some music for Casey and JoJo since we're talking about them? I mean, we got to set the stage. This is a Casey and JoJo story that we're about to
Much
tell here.
Much respect, absolutely.
You know, it would only be right if we give a little background music on this one. It's KCI. I can see JC.
I got you,
searching. Here we go. All right, Casey and JoJo are in town, and you guys are talking about where to go this weekend. What are they doing in town? Are they here for the concert?
They're actually here to watch Silk Sonic. So they saw the Silk Sonic show. They said it was amazing, the best show they've ever seen. And then we were talking about how they just bought a home in San Diego and how incredible that is, especially with the prices back home in San Diego. And then we actually started getting into the places that they used to live. And Casey and JoJo used to live in a little apartment complex in Times Square. And I said, how was that? Just what was that experience being in like the middle of Manhattan and stuff? And they were saying it was the best. They lived there for 2 months. They were walking distance to everything from the bagels, the coffee shops, and Juju, he actually had an opportunity to dance off Broadway for a couple months before like the whole 2020 shutdown came.
Wow.
And he said how amazing that was. Hands down, their favorite place they've ever lived at.
So wait a second. Did I miss this part? Why did they live there for only 2 months?
Because the show was only going on for 2 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I didn't realize there's apartments in Times Square. There's apartments in Times Square. I thought it was all like hotels and restaurants and touristy things. They actually have an apartment building in Times Square?
Yeah, they have like above shops and stuff. They're kind of hidden and stuff. It's so cool. And then they even had like a little rooftop you can go on and they could see the whole entire city. I'm just, what?
Did they tell you the cost?
They didn't. I didn't want to ask. I was like,
I know it's rude, but imagine having an apartment in Times Square, how much that's going to cost you.
Man.
I think that the dance show that he was working for actually helped him out, saying, hey, this is where we want to live. This is how much it costs. And they're like, all right, cool. Boom. Here it is.
Yeah.
I want to live on Park Avenue.
Yeah.
I would like a penthouse.
Right? You got a
take
kid.
Take care of that, please.
Casey and JoJo. We'll take care of you guys.
See, I have mixed feelings on that because I think that would be cool to live kind of in the middle of Times Square and all the excitement. I love New York City. It's one of my favorite places in the world. But then it seems like it would never turn off. You can never get away from it. Mm-hmm. It would be a lot. But they said it was one of their favorite places that they've ever lived.
Hands down, one of the favorite places. And I mean, they don't have kids, you know, it's just them two.
Yeah.
It's not like if I had a family, it'd be different. But them two, Times Square, I'd love it.
What's yours, Mercedes? Favorite place outside? So does it have to be a different city or just your favorite where you're currently living right now, outside of your current living spot where you're residing? What's your favorite place that you've lived?
I've only lived in one other place. I mean, I've lived in two different cities, but I've only lived in Littleton, Colorado and Boulder, Colorado, aside from Las Vegas. So I guess I would say, well, I loved where I grew up, but I would say Boulder because Boulder is such a cool town. It's a college town. It's quirky. The people there are very like nature loving granola kind of, you know, they've got that Boulder vibe. People are really sweet. They have really cool little restaurants and bars. My favorite bar is restaurant is called The Sink. It's world famous. So many famous people have gone there. I lived on the Hill. That was what they called it. The Hill. That's where I had an apartment with some girlfriends. So I guess I would say Boulder, Colorado for me. It's just a very quirky town, and it's really cool. Everyone should visit it at least once.
It's like they're nice people, too.
Yeah, they are nice. There's a Boulder Creek running through there. You can do hiking. Of course, the university is there. So, yeah, there is always something to do in Boulder. What about for you? And what about for you guys? Besides where you live now, what's the coolest place that you ever lived? 702-364-9400.
Okay, so be growing up in the Philadelphia area. Moved here, and then I was in Washington, D.C. for almost 5 years, so I would have to go with, I guess, Washington, D.C. My first apartment was cool. I lived in an area called Alexandria. It was right outside the Beltway in D.C., 7 stories up. It was a high-rise. High-rise living is hard. It was fun at first, but if you get up there, you forget something in your car, to go all the way back down, out in the parking lot. And then, after Laura graduated college, we moved into a new place together. It was an area called Crystal City. It was about a mile from the Pentagon, much closer to the radio station that I worked at. And we were right across the street. It was an industrial building that was converted into these apartments. It was a loft-style apartment, which was really neat. But walk out of my apartment complex, across the street was a huge shopping complex where there was a movie theater. There was a Target. There was a grocery store. There was a Dunkin' Donuts. There were these little shops and restaurants, which was right across the street, which was really cool because on a Friday after work, we would just leave the apartment, walk out across the street, hit some bars, hit some places, go do some shopping at Target. There's a Best Buy, and walk right back to our house. It was a cool setup.
It's nice when you can just walk to wherever you need to go.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about getting in the car, and you just have that easy access. I love that.
We bought a TV. It was a flat screen TV, but back then it was just the front of the TV was flat. It still had the big back. But it was technically a flat screen TV. So we bought that at Best Buy, and I used the shopping cart to the end of the Best Buy parking lot, and then I carried the TV across the street and up into our apartment.
Hey, you were able to accomplish something without having to wait forever for it to be delivered.
Yeah,
you know?
It was a cool deal right across the street.
Steph, is it San Diego for you?
Oh, no, it's Auckland, New Zealand.
Oh.
For sure. I lived right off the campus at Massey University, and it was a blast. Parties all the time, no parents, no rules, so it was really fun.
Some of the texts coming in. Matthew says Manchester, England. Ooh, that sounds cool. Kelly says Brussels, Belgium. You guys have lived in cool places. This text says, the coolest place I have ever lived is Eagle River, Alaska. Both literally and figuratively cool. I gotta imagine that's pretty cool up there.
Now, next hour, we have those tickets for you to go see Bastille. Those are yours at 8:25. And up next, we have the Hot 3. What do you have for it? It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. We have Numb Little Bug from M. Byhold coming up right after the Hot 3.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3, it is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Okay. So, in a new poll, adults say they truly feel good, both mentally and physically, less than 47% of the time. One in four people say they deal with anxiety at least once per week, and 40% battle muscle aches on most days. Just under 6 in 10 say they rarely feel on top of their game physically, and another 61% have simply accepted that aches and pains are part of the daily life. The poll also asked people why they think they're in such bad shape, and the top answers include just not exercising enough, a poor diet, and just not having enough hours in the day. But all in all, only 63% of respondents say they would consider themselves healthy. And on a related note, 23% have recently put themselves on a diet. 41% have started going to bed earlier, and another 41% are trying to drink more water.
Only 63% of people surveyed said they consider themselves healthy.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
The number up higher.
I think a lot of it is just the combination of rest and good diet and stuff. It's hard sometimes.
It's hard to find that balance.
Exactly. Also this morning, women who want a successful relationship should be on the lookout for happy men. A new study found that women who had upbeat partners felt more satisfied in their relationships, and that the man's level of optimism really determined the relationship's staying power. So it's kind of on the guy and his attitude. Not only is it nice to have someone help you see the silver lining of a situation that is not good, but they say cheerful guys are good at keeping things in perspective. They also don't get little conflicts. They don't let little conflicts get to them, and they can kind of go with the flow too.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have in a relationship. But this falls back to that last story you just had. Only 47% of the people surveyed say they consider themselves to be in a good state of mind.
Yeah.
And that positive outlook on life. The pool is dwindling of finding these positive people.
But also, like, that toxic positivity, that sometimes it's too much. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, come on. Like, not everything is perfect. Like, let's be realistic, too.
Yeah. Life has ups and downs. Ride those downs when they come.
Exactly. All right. Finally, this morning, it's amazing that a package can arrive in 24 hours. And apparently, if those packages could talk, woo, they would share some interesting stories. In a new survey of delivery drivers and couriers, 25% have admitted to hooking up with someone in the delivery truck.
No way.
That's a lot.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds like that means they were on the clock, but it's unclear if the other person was someone they knew or someone they just brought a delivery to. Not sure. But some drivers also admitted to other bad behavior, like intentionally damaging packages. 23% have admitted that. 18% have marked a package as delivered when it wasn't. 17% have opened and resealed packages. And 10% have admitted to going to the restroom in bottles in the truck.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a bathroom when you're on the run and you're trying to get all these packages delivered. That one I have heard before.
Yeah.
Just don't chuck the bottle in front of my house.
Yeah, please. drivers also talked about why they get upset at customers, and the top response was tipping poorly. 73% said that was the reason. I'm not sure, like, as far as delivery, I know, like, if it's a food or an Instacart or something, you got to tip. But as far as UPS and FedEx and all of that, I typically don't tip, and I hope you're not supposed to.
I've
never done that.
I don't. All the ones you mentioned, the Instacarts, everything like that, Uber Eats, Postmates, all taken care of. But as far as the UPS guy that comes to our house multiple times throughout the week, I do not either.
Yeah, and they have different people all the time, too. So I wouldn't, at the end of the year, you would think, hey, let's do a gift. But they're so different. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I will on occasion leave a little gift thing at the door of, like, drinks and snacks, especially during the pandemic. We did that a lot for them to help themselves too. I haven't done that in a while. Maybe Maybe as the weather gets warmer, we'll do that. But then the water gets all warm.
You have hot water and your cupcakes you put out start to melt and everything.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if they'd appreciate that.
Here in the 8 o'clock hour, we do have the Oh Wow Wheel. We're spinning it at 8:15. And then after that, we're doing Heads Up. And when you win it, those tickets to go see Bastille.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Numb Little Bug on Mix 94.1 FB Hold. It is, what time is it? 7:58, Mercedes in the morning. I was just laughing because I was telling Steph off the air something that happened yesterday that I noticed at the grocery store. I was just in the right place at the right time when it all went down. But have you ever been in public and your kid said something that mortified you? I witnessed it yesterday and I couldn't help but laugh. I know the mom was really mortified, but what did your kids say in public that just embarrassed you, shocked you? Other people were shocked by 702-364-9400. So I was at Albertsons yesterday and I was picking up a couple of things and I was walking by the bakery and I overheard this kid. He was talking really loud. And he's like, Mom, can we get one of these cakes? He was standing right by the cake case. And she's like, no, why do we need a cake? We're not celebrating anything. And the little boy says, and there were other people around. If you were there and you saw it, we all started laughing. The little boy goes, we can see the fact that Dad decided to stay married to you for a lot of years. And Mom was like, excuse me? And he's just like, yeah, that's cause for celebration. Like the way he said it was kind of snotty, like he decided to stay married to you. And I just kind of smiled and looked and I made eye contact with her and she rolled her eyes and she's like, excuse me? And there were other people who actually laughed out loud, but it was so funny. He said it so loud. I couldn't believe it. I don't think she got the cake to celebrate that.
No cake for you, kid. We're going home. Have dad buy you that cake.
Oh my gosh. He was just so matter of fact. Like he just didn't miss a beat. And that's the thing. Kids will just speak their minds. There's no filter. I appreciate that about them, but you better be prepared sometimes. Have you ever had your kid say something so completely mortifying in public? And what was it? 702-364-9400.
Do you get nervous when your kids were younger, if there's like a certain situation that they might say something? Like, I'm trying to think what it would be, but I don't know. You're just in a situation like, oh, please don't say something about this. Please don't say something about this.
When I had them younger and they were just little toddlers and stuff, I'd just get nervous about observations they'd make about other people. Mm-hmm. And just what they would say. And most of the time they didn't say anything. But the worst was, I've told this story at the airport before. We were sitting there waiting for our flight. Matt goes to the bathroom. It's just me and Sophie. This is before Brooklyn. And Sophie is trying to put her little water bottle in her backpack. And it's not going in on the side little thing. She's struggling with it. And she goes, damn it, loud. And I looked at her and I go, excuse me. And she goes, "What? Dad says that all the time." And there was this older couple right by us, and they start cracking up. And I'm like, "Don't you ever say that again." And then Matt walks up, he's like, "Not through." How's it going? And I go, "Do you know what she just said?" And the other couple's watching this whole thing. I can feel them watching us. And I tell him, and he's like, he starts laughing. And then Sophie starts laughing. Like, it was the funniest thing. I'm like, "You're literally encouraging her right now to say that all the time." I couldn't believe it. I was so embarrassed.
I wonder if other kids' parents are in that situation where you don't realize they're picking up on a bad word that you're saying. If you're cursing in front of your kids or something and saying something, it's like, "Whoa, where'd you get that? From Dad. Okay, Dad needs to watch his language now."
Exactly. So what did your kids say in public that completely mortified you? 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Julie. Julie, what happened to you?
Hi there. When my son was about 1 year old, I used to always listen to Janis Joplin's greatest hits in my car. So one day I was at the grocery store and I was writing a check. And I asked the associate what the date was. And my son, who was about 1.5 years old, blurts out, "It's all the same bleeping day, man." But he didn't say bleep.
No, I bet. Thank you for censoring yourself, Julie. We really appreciate it. And did the cashier have any clue as to what that meant or why he said that?
No, I don't think she did, but I was horrified. I knew exactly where he got it, and I stopped listening to that tape after that.
I swear it's a Janis Joplin line. I swear it is.
That is so great. Thank you so much for calling. That's funny. Thanks. Let's talk to Victoria. Victoria, what did your kids say in public that completely mortified you?
So my 6-year-old daughter, Lyric, asked the guy why his face was very, very wrinkly.
Oh, jeez.
And I told the kid, "Listen, I need to wear sunscreen."
The guy had really bad Botox on his wrinkles, though, so it was very, very wrinkly, like a stone.
Oh man! And how did he respond?
He said, "Well, when you get old and go in the sun, this is what happens to you." And I just jumped in the pool and left him.
Poor thing, you must have been so embarrassed. Like,
why is your face so wrinkly?
Great observation, first of all, but second of all, don't say that out loud.
That's what I'm talking about. Those little observations that you just think, "Oh, kid, what are you doing right now?"
AJ, what about you? What did your kid say that completely mortified you?
So we were walking through the aisles at Walmart, and he looks around and he goes, "Why are there so many grandmas here today?" And we left. We were like, "We have to go."
All the grandmas are like, "Well."
It's 2-for-1 day here.
Oh my gosh, these are so great. I could listen to these all morning long. I love those.
Man, it's Friday, so we have so much happening between now and 10 o'clock. The Friday Rewind at the 9 o'clock hour. We have those tickets for you to see Bastille in just about 15 minutes when you win Heads Up. And up next, we do have the Oh Wow Wheel. We're giving it a spin in just about 10 minutes. The Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber kicking off 60 plus minutes commercial free, and those tickets for you to see Bastille next Wednesday. We have them in just about 7 minutes.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow.
And now the Oh Wow Wheel.
Wow.
It is time to spin the Oh Wow Wheel. Yes, it is a real wheel, and we have it in our studio right now. It's got all of our names on there. We're going to give it a spin, and one of us is going to play a song that makes you say, "Oh wow." And we have our guest vetoer on the phone. Hi, Cassie. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
We are so great. Thank you for being our guest vetoer. The wheel has been spun. It is slowing down, and it landed on JC.
Ooh,
all right.
Okay.
So, JC, we're going to go over the categories here in a second, but if the song gets the veto, JC, it's going to move over to me. So the power of veto is in your hand. Cassie, the categories for today, we've got some interesting categories. So we either have your category, JC, which is what?
A song from the year 2000 that came out in the year 2000.
Song from the year 2000. My category is songs from people that are related. Like there's one or more people in the group that are related to each other. Okay. And then Steph, you're a non-issue, but your category was what?
90s R&B.
Okay. So JC, what do you have?
I went with a song that came out in January of 2000. The band is called Filter. I love this song. It's called Take a Picture. And yeah, it was one of the top songs of the year 2000. This is my pick.
Cassie, what do you think?
Probably pass.
What'd you say?
She said pass.
Oh!
We got the big old veto, JC!
The pass from Cassie! Oh boy, Cassie, I hope you don't regret that. But that means it moves over to me. All right, my category today, I'm bummed I did like that song, JC.
Reminds me of her husband. I don't know why.
Yeah, but this gives me an opportunity just to showcase my song. Songs from people that are related. I decided to go real old school. Do you remember the group DeBarge?
Heck yeah!
So I decided to go with Rhythm of the Night because, I don't know, it kind of felt like a fun weekend song. So we're going to play it. Sorry. Thanks, Cassie.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness.
It's a celebration. From 1985, the DeBarge family, Rhythm of the Night. That's a great pick, Mercedes.
Make some people say, oh, wow, yeah, on that one. Now, I got to play my song because JC's song, Filter, Take a Picture, got vetoed. Songs from the 2000s. If it would have landed on you, Steph, what was your song going to be and your category?
My category this week was 90s R&B. And with the Lovers and Friends Festival this weekend, this artist is also going to be performing at it. I take it back to 1995, Monica, Don't Take It Personal.
I loved this song. Oh my gosh. You know she's going to sing it too.
Oh, of course.
So exciting. That's going to be a good show. You get to go to that festival on Saturday, right?
Yep, I'll be there Saturday. I got my Dr. Scholl's arch support ready.
You're set.
I'm all set for the festival.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
Let's do this right now. We want caller 20, 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up, and we got a great prize for you.
We have a pair of tickets to see Bastille. They are coming to town. They're going to be at the Virgin Hotel and Casino in the theater, and we've got your tickets right now. Your category, since it's Friday, we only have one left. It's bartender. But you do get to pick your partner. Caller 20, you are playing. Our number is 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Sydney is our contestant. Hi, Sydney.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up. You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay, so your category today is bartender. Today is World Cocktail Day. So these are all different types of cocktails, all right?
All right.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Sydney. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to see Bastille. And you guys start now.
This is like vodka. It has an olive in it. It comes in a cute glass.
Martini.
Yes. You might get this frozen, like a strawberry one or a banana one.
Margarita?
No, it's you get it at like, was it Fat Tuesday? It comes out of the thing.
Pass.
Okay. This has like seven different liquors in it, and it looks like right off of New York. Let's pass on that. This one is comes in a copper cup.
Pass.
Okay. This is it's orange juice and champagne in the morning. You drink one of these.
Oh, champagne.
No, with orange juice.
No,
10 seconds.
Oh my gosh, I can't think of it.
I know. Okay, let's pass. This is tomato juice and vodka. Darn it, that was so hard. Yeah. You know what, Sydney? That was really difficult. It was not you at all. I think my clues sucked. I'm so sorry.
It's hard.
No, they did not. They did not.
When you're on the stage too like that, and the spotlight's on you, and you got to perform it, it's hard. It's really hard.
Oh man. So daiquiri was the one, and then Long Island iced tea.
Ah, off of New York City.
Yes.
Yeah, New York, yeah.
And then Moscow Mule. I'm sorry. Sydney, hang on the line. We'll get you a consolation prize. But that means caller 20 right now. You will win. All you got to do is call in to win, and you will get these tickets to see Bastille. Right now, it's the latest from Harry Styles, As It Was. New album next Friday. Mix 94.1. It's 8:37 Friday morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. Have you ever moved somewhere? It was like your dream house. And when you moved in, you realized, oh no, what did we just move by? Or maybe everything was fine. And then they built something near your home. And you were like, no, thank you. 702-364-9400. We bring this up because of the people that are living near Craig Ranch State Park. Apparently, it has not been a good experience for a lot of them. They have the amphitheater there that opened back in 2015. And there's like concerts and a lot going on there. And the people that live nearby are not happy.
And I feel like they're starting to ramp up concerts more and more over there. And it's on the news right now. You've probably seen the story in the news. So it's a very peaceful area. All of a sudden, you have a concert that's loud and it's going late into the evening. Next weekend, they're going to have Vanilla Ice out there. You're used to sitting in your backyard, having a nice cocktail at night. And Vanilla Ice is sure going to be a great show. But all of a sudden, you have the pulsating sounds of Vanilla Ice coming through your backyard. You're not used to that. That's something new you're experiencing. But your house was there first.
You know, I would be fine with it if things ended at a certain time. Mm-hmm. But I saw that some of these concerts weren't ending till like 1 or 2 in the morning. And that's ridiculous. Yeah. I would agree with them. At first I was like, oh, you know, if it's ending at like 8, 9, 10, even 11, I'd be like, oh, okay. But 1 or 2 in the morning, that's a bit much. So I can kind of understand. What did you move into where you thought everything was fine and then you discovered you're living by something, by someone that just kind of made the experience miserable? Has that ever happened to you? 702-364-9400.
Growing up, we're back east. I live right outside of Doylestown, and you can drive through town to go to the next town, which is Chalfont, and the town after that is Montgomeryville. Or you could take back in the day, which is known as the 611 bypass. And it was this highway that took you around Doylestown and put you on the other side of town. So you have to experience all the traffic lights. You do the bypass, and the bypass would end. It would come to a dead end, and you would exit and be on the other side of town. And this was in the 80s and 90s, and there were always rumblings that they were going to extend the bypass so you can drive through past Chalfont and past the next town over, go 3 or 4 towns over. Always these rumblings, but they kept building houses and all these things and these fields and everything. And sure enough, they decided to extend the bypass.
Mm.
And I experienced this for the first time when I was back home recently, driving through, and it was a whole new world for me, but it's been there for a couple of years. But you're driving through this highway now, and literally on the right-hand side, there's developments, there's all this stuff. You know, when these people build these homes, they probably didn't think they were going to extend the bypass. So they had a nice field in the backyard, and all of a sudden now, there's a huge highway running through their backyard.
That would be very frustrating. I mean, you were there first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I had it the way that I liked it. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay.
You got a highway through your backyard.
That's, yeah. I know a lot of people in Summerlin were upset when Red Rock was going up. And now I think everyone loves it. Everyone's like, thank you. There's so much entertainment that's provided. You got the big, beautiful pool. But I know that a lot of people were concerned that it was going to ruin their view of the strip. And I don't think it did. I think they made it a certain height where it didn't, at least for most people.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I wasn't affected by that one. But what was it that kind of ruined the move-in experience for you? Let's talk to Wendy. Wendy, what happened to you?
Well, we got a house out here, and a few years later, they built a recycling trash plant right by us.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it's like we have to smell that, and it's ridiculous.
Oh, gosh. Are you guys talking about possibly moving? Or, I mean, it's like,
yeah,
it's not that easy.
Yeah, we've lived here for a while. It's time to upgrade and move out of here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's like your dream home, you find it, and then, hi, recycling plant.
So you have some noise probably that comes with it, too, but also smell, too, as well. You have a smell issue.
Yeah, like the noise I can handle because you would think at some point they would shut down for the night and keep things quiet, but the smell, that's not going to go away. That's going to linger. And
going back to Red Rock, too, because they do concerts and stuff outside, I feel like there's a sound ordinance where things do cut off at a certain point.
Yeah, I think there is. There definitely is. And that's okay. You know, you hear a little bit of booming or thumping for a little while, but otherwise, just really quick, let's talk to Carlos. Carlos, what did you move by?
Well, I moved into Veer at City Center. And it was right on top of Marquee. So every weekend, it'd be like a club in your house at 2 in the morning. You can feel everything.
Oh, man.
And then I moved into Turnberry thinking, oh, it's for older people. And there's a private club there, too. And it's like you can hear the club and the pool music during the day, too.
Oh, my goodness. You're just like, why do the clubs follow me? Or why do I follow the clubs? I'm so sorry, Carlos.
I like cream music because he thinks it's for old people.
People are like, excuse me. Even if it is, we still like to have clubs.
Yeah, they're partying over there, Turnberry. Come on. Is that the Sterling Club doing stuff over there? That's good stuff, Carlos. We have the Friday Rewind. That's going to start at 9 a.m. Is there a song you want to hear? Text us now so we can find it and get it ready for you at 702-364-9400. That starts at 9, but before that, we have the Hot 3. What do you got for us?
Cutting this by just an hour will make you less anxious and more satisfied with your life. We'll tell you what it is. Also, what are the top complaints when it comes to relationships, both by men and women? We'll tell you. And a court has ruled that calling men this is sexual harassment. We'll tell you what it is coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
All right. Cutting your smartphone use by just 1 hour a day will make you less anxious. It will make you more satisfied with your life, and it'll make you more likely to exercise. Researchers say it is not necessary to completely give up the smartphone to feel better, but they did find that reducing its daily use had positive effects on a person's well-being. So in this new study, people put their smartphones to one side for the week. 226 reduced the amount of time they used the device by an hour, and then 193 just didn't change anything about their behavior. So both completely giving up the smartphone and just reducing the daily use by 1 hour had positive lifestyle effects. They found that life satisfaction dramatically increased, symptoms of depression and anxiety decreased, even nicotine consumption decreased just by staying away from your phone for one extra hour a day.
One simple change like that. I think also do the just less screen time, too. Think of all the time we have in front of screens, always staring at a screen. How many screens do you have in front of you? Four?
Well, if you count my phone, one, two, three, four, five right now. Oh, does my Apple Watch count? That's not a screen.
You count your TV?
Yeah, I counted all that. So I've got five right now.
Yeah, if you count my phone, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven screens in front of me right now.
Yeah, that's probably not good. Let's just go an hour, hour away. We'll see you guys at 10 o'clock. Also this morning, so if you are asked to rate your top relationship irritants, what would you say? Men and women give strikingly different answers. According to a new survey, men's top complaints about women are the silent treatment, bringing up things he's done in the distant past, being too hot or too cold, being critical, and being stubborn and refusing to give in. Those are men's top complaints about women. Do you agree with those?
I mean, I can see those being an issue, but that wasn't mine.
What's yours?
The first thing that came to my mind was, I asked Laurie, I'm getting a Subway sandwich. You hungry? Do you want something? No, I'm fine. Are you sure? No, I'm fine. So I get myself a nice footlong, get back to the house, sit down all ready to eat, enjoy my sandwich, comes strolling over there. Do you mind if I cut off a piece? I do mind if you cut off a piece. I want my footlong, and I asked you if you want anything. And you said you were not hungry. That's what bothers me.
Yeah, I can see that being annoying. I wonder if she feels any of these on the top women's complaints. These are the top complaints women have about guys. One, forgetting important dates, like birthdays or anniversaries. Not working hard at their jobs. Noisily burping or passing gas. And staring at other women. Those are the top complaints about men from women.
I don't burp and fart loud. I try not to do that around my wife. I don't really check out other women. I feel like I work hard. What was the first one? Forgetting dates?
Forgetting important dates.
I'm pretty good with that, too. I think I remember stuff more than she does when it comes to dates.
So, like, it sounds like you're doing the right thing.
Hopefully.
You're the perfect husband.
Well, far from that, but trust me, I have some issues to work on, but as far as those, I used to do that. I used to would fart and stuff, and gosh, about 10 years ago, my buddy's like, dude, that takes the romance out. I'm like, you know what? You're right. So now I try as hard as I can not to do stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it just helps keep things, you know, not like, oh, I don't care enough about you that I'm going to just do this. But I'll admit, it's happened before with my husband, and it's so funny. He just says, like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, it happens when he's sleeping sometimes.
You can't control
and
that.
He literally will wake up and go, I'm sorry. Like, it's okay. We're all human.
Meanwhile, you're knocked out. Whoa, yeah. You better be sorry. How does Matt rank with the stuff on there? He's good with dates, isn't he?
Oh, God, he's 10 times better than I am with dates. I am terrible with them, and he'll bring me, like, flowers, and he'll say, it's our anniversary, and I'm like, of what? He's like, of the first date we went on. I'm like, oh my gosh, how do you remember that? I know our wedding anniversary, but I don't know our first date anniversary. And I feel so bad. So he's very considerate with stuff like that, for sure. It makes up for the midnight.
Makes up.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
You got one more, right?
Yeah. Finally, yeah. This morning, a court has ruled that calling a man bald is a form of sexual harassment. It happened in the UK. A panel of judges says that using the word bald to describe someone is a form of discrimination. And they tried to connect talking about a man's baldness to talking about the size of a woman's breasts. They said it's sexual since hair loss is more common around among men than it is women. This case was about a man whose supervisor at work insulted him by calling out his baldness. And the guy argued that the remarks about his appearance crossed a line. And the court ruled that they weren't just insults. They were actually harassment. Oh, and well, for what it's worth, I mean, just an observation, all three judges on the panels do suffer from hair loss. I'm not going to call them that word, but they did have challenges in that area.
Not use the B word.
Right, exactly. But keep that in mind when you describe someone. That could be a derogatory term to some people.
Do you make fun of bald people?
I don't think I make fun of them, but I mean, I noticed it. I like the bald look. If it might be sexual harassment then in the opposite way, where I'm very attracted to the bald look. I think it looks good, and I'll be like, hello. So I better not say anything, because I guess it could be harassing.
Mercedes is rubbing the guy's head. This
oh,
is so nice.
I don't
this
touch,
so
but I'm like, nice. Nice, looking good. I like it.
We have the Friday Rewind. We're going to start it here in about 8 minutes. If there's a song that you want to hear, send it over. 702-364-9400. Here is Dua Lipa. It is Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, the Friday Rewind. Coming up here at 9:20, you could win a trip for two to see Train perform live at Red Rocks in Denver this summer.
All right, it's time to take it back. The Rewind quiz. Getting nervous for this, man. A lot of pressure.
You're undefeated. My friend, you are undefeated. We made the change to this style format of quiz back in January. January 7th. And I'm looking every single week. You got them all. Oasis, Fall Out Boy, Rico Suave, Gwen and Eve, Spin Doctors. You nailed them all.
I know, but every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. So we'll see what happens today.
All right.
All right, so what do we got? What year are we going to?
We're going back to 1992, and this song was on the charts in 1992. I'll tell you this much. This week, the song debuted last week, and this week it had jumped up 40-some spots after its debut.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, as far as this time in 1992, The Tonight Show with Jay Leno was debuting on NBC. So did season one of The Real World. A bunch of iconic shows were coming to an end at this time in 1992, including Growing Pains, Who's the Boss, The Cosby Show, and The Golden Girls, all wrapped up at this time in 1992.
Wow, 92 is tragic.
It was.
Jeez.
And then if you're going to the movies, the big one you were going to see this weekend was Far and Away with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
Okay. All right. We got it. We got our mindset in 1992. Now you're going to play the song backwards, and we got to try and guess what it is.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Yes. I can't believe you played this.
What?
I can't believe you played this.
A song that moved up 40 spots in the charts.
I'm trying to find something to send it to you, because I just cannot believe this. I know the song. I knew it within the first 3 seconds.
Let me hit it again in case people are playing in the car.
Let's do it one more time. Oh, That song, which I don't know if we've ever played it in its entirety on this radio station, is by father of Miley, Billy Ray Cyrus. And the song is Achy Breaky Heart. And I actually have a picture of myself with Billy Ray Cyrus as a child.
Do you really?
I'm looking at my phone trying to find it. I know I have it because I literally saw it the other day.
It popped up in your memories?
No, I was looking for another picture and I thought, I'm going to have to show this to you guys at some point. And I can't find it, but I will find it.
Oh, we need to find this. Hold on 1 second. That's your final answer?
That is my final answer.
Let's see what we have here.
I knew it! We're really going to play this song.
Yes, we are.
Oh, my gosh. And I'll try to find the photo here at some point.
Oh, please do. Please do. So, yes, this song was moving its way up in the charts in 1992. It was a brand new song at the time. It's Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. It's Mix 94.1.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Okay, let's get to it this morning. Adele is trending. She recently bought Sylvester Stallone's home for $58 million. Wow. I mean, yeah, that's a lot. It came with an interesting perk, though. Maybe this is why it was so expensive. It included a Rocky statue standing on the edge of the massive swimming pool. How cool is that? It doesn't necessarily mean she's going to keep it, though, but yeah, he has a poolside Rocky statue. In addition to the statue, the house also has a gym, a sauna, a steam room, pretty much anything you can imagine. And for $58 million, it better have all of these things. It's in a gated community with neighbors like Denzel Washington, Magic Johnson, Justin Bieber, Lisa Vanderpump. And speaking of Adele, word is that the singer is really close to finalizing a deal to bring her Vegas residency to her new home at Zappos Theater over at Planet Hollywood. Word is the aim is for a summer start that's going to run through the end of 2022.
And what if they do neighborhood cookouts? It'd be a nice little party. Denzel comes over. Yeah, Bieber shows up. Hey, what's up, guys?
You never know. And who wants to go to that potluck? I do. Please invite me to your neighborhood. Also trending this morning is Friday the 13th. Today's the day, Friday the 13th. It's the only one we're going to have this year. Next one isn't until January. So do you think it matters or is it just another day? A new poll has found 1 in 5 people do think it is an unlucky day. The poll also found some of the other things we consider unlucky. Walking under a ladder, 21% of us think it causes bad luck. Stepping on a crack, 12% of us think it causes bad luck. Being on the 13th floor of a building, ironically, 13% of people think that that is unlucky. And the one that I just had not heard of was white lighters. 8% of people think white lighters are unlucky. I guess there's a myth that Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Kurt Cobain all had white lighters on them when they died. And I had never heard that before.
Say, yeah, that was news to me this morning when you first broke that. And they all died at the age of 27, which is just crazy to me.
I know. So crazy. So that is trending this morning. And then Shake Shack is trending. The best part of smelling a burger and fries is that you're about ready to eat a burger and fries, right? Or is the smell still just as great if you're not? Shake Shack has teamed up with a fragrance company called Apotheke to create burger and fries candles. So the burger one smells like a bite of the Shack burger in the spring air. Okay. And then the other one, Shake and Fries, that includes notes of a salty, crispy, crinkle-cut fry and a creamy, indulgent milkshake. I want to know how you can differentiate the scent of a crinkle-cut fry and just a regular smooth fry.
Yeah, was it the flavoring? How does that work?
How does that work? They're available as a set for $42, which seems like a lot for candles. You can go to apothekeco.com. If you are interested, I jump on it now because they're only available for a limited time while supplies last, and that is what's trending.
You left one out. You're normally on top of like the hottest things that are trending. You left one out.
What is that?
The Mercedes in the Morning Instagram page where we posted the picture of Mercedes, very, very young Mercedes, and Billy Ray Cyrus hanging out together backstage.
I remember going to school and telling my friends and they were like, who? I think he was trying to get his name out there. I think this is before he hit it big. He had the long hair, the long mullet. And
is that a flower you're wearing?
No, I think they were handing out like noisemakers, like it was some celebration or something. And I put it in my front pocket. I don't know.
I love the photo. I cannot understand
it. I sat on that for so long, and it just seemed like the perfect time to bring it up today, but I immediately regret it. I totally regret this. Can we delete it?
No, you can't. I've already screenshotted it. I'm going to repost it online. You should have saved this for Two Truths and a Lie. You know what? I met Billy Ray Cyrus. They handed out party favors, and we all would have been like, liar, liar, liar.
Oh, my gosh. I just don't know. I just don't know. But now I look back, and I was like, I knew Billy Ray before. Before Miley knew Billy Ray.
You may have known Billy Ray before he met Billy Ray's mom. Before he met Miley's mom. Was he with her?
No, I don't know. I don't know. But what a memory. You're right. That's trending.
That is trending now. Enrique Iglesias will be here in September, Resorts World. This is a concert you don't want to miss. And we have your tickets coming up at just about 10 minutes, actually. That is Black featuring NSYNC. Bring it all to me. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi.
You are color 20.
Woo-hoo. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
You're going to see Enrique Iglesias. He's going to be over at the Resorts World Theater in September. You just got your tickets for free. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Veronica. We love that you're listening right now. And if you want to go see Enrique Iglesias, you have one more chance today. Heather Collins has a pair of tickets for you coming up in the 5 o'clock hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.